Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
There's a problem, I would agree. And a lot of people don't know what the problem is. They don't even know. And really, all of us, if you look at the movie The Matrix, maybe we all don't necessarily, we're learning, we're becoming more aware of what we could be a part of, what we could be a part of. You find your own truth. But Elon Musk did disclose, if anybody doubts any of this, he says, you know, when we get into AI, that basically, when you talk about Satanism, that is Satanism. I mean, Elon Musk is well-respected. And so anything Leo's saying, people say, oh, this isn't true, this isn't true. Well, you have a guy saying flat out that Elon Musk, who's actually involved with building great, some would say great technology. I'm kind of wondering what he really knows, because he's really plugged into the government. I don't know what's going on there. But he did disclose that, listen, AI, we're talking about Satanism. What do you think about that, Leo? Is AI, you mentioned this earlier about the technology, the materialism.
Knowing that they have very little time before losing grasp over the people, they prefer to eliminate part of the world population, substitute it with the machine. So the robotic world, the AI is fundamental for the implementation of transhumanism on a large scale, because at one point we will have not only the robotic world, but also those people who, for convenience, will give in to not only a microchip, but complete parts of the body taken over by a machine. Now, this, of course, makes it very fantascientific in the eyes of many. But Kurzweil and the people at Google, they are already experimenting.
You're talking about Ray. How do you say his last name? It starts with a K. Ray Kurzweil?
Kurzweil, yeah. He's very famous, especially among people like me who have been also involved as record producers, because that used to be also a job I did for a long time. Know very well his talent.
He's the head of what? Head of technology at Google, head of AI?
Yeah, he's the head, and he's the guy who is working around all kinds of possibilities concerning the DNA, the links with between robotica and man. Because you see, a long time ago already, Microsoft and other companies have already patented ways of using part of the body as instruments that to interact with the electronic parts. And so we are going to gradually see this implementation of robotica in everyday life, including not only, of course, these elements that come into the body also to help, no? Because, of course, they always say they will help you. No? If I don't have a leg, I will put a leg that works robotically. If I don't have an arm, I put a... Of course, this is a great advantage. I'm not saying it's not an advantage. But at the same time, we will start finding also that there will be Class A citizens, Class B citizens. We will have more and more differentiations between the various forms of citizenship, because, of course, now we have an idea that the AI, the artificial intelligence, is something that we control. But the moment in which, of course, they have proven, even with some experiments, that these machines start talking with each other,
they're doing it now.
Now, we will be second-class, third-class citizens in this world. We will become, you know, completely expendable. So how they're going to delete, why delete is trying to stay in control and implement robotics on a large scale? Simply because they want to stay in the room, the button, the control room, and they want to stay in this control room even when the people finally realize that they are the ones controlling the whole show. And that there is no democracy, that all this is an illusion, that you're living the illusion every day, that you're illuding yourself that there exists freedom, but it doesn't exist. So at this point, you know, everybody will be like, oh my God, we are free. No, you're not free. Because at that point, you will be completely controlled. And if you dare to oppose this system, there will be a robot coming to your door saying, you need to be microchipped now. You know, and that's it. And you're not going to be able to say anything because the robot is not going to hear anything. It's going to just push you, boom, and inject you with the microchip. And so this is what is going to happen within the next 10 years.
And if you look, we're showing on screen right now, Wisconsin company holds chip party to microchip workers. And these are a technology company. And if this is from the Chicago Tribune, the other thing we showed was from CBS News. You know, these are a lot of this is in mainstream news. And now basically what
when I used to speak with about these things, when I started this adventure on the web of revealing what was happening behind the scenes of this new world order in 2006. Now it's 11 years since I started this mission of trying to get people more aware of things. I started to tell people about these things, started to understand that it was important to tell people about these things. But at one point in 2008, when I saw that the internet was completely full of crap, disinformation, possibility to slander everybody, and everybody was against everybody, at that point I decided that the books could be the solution because they are... when they are a traditional book, they are made of paper and they are lasting. Even if the computer switch off, you have a book. Now, in 50 years from now, if artificial intelligence controls everything, even the amount of what you can read, listen, will be controlled by artificial intelligence. So the more of you have in an analogical and a traditional format, the better it is, because that will be value in 50 years from now.
I agree. I recommend people get Leo Lyon-Zaghami's book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3, and his new book is coming out soon. Leo, is CERN involved in this? Is CERN involved in opening other dimensions? And is there more going on at CERN, that C-E-R-N? Of course, I think it's in Switzerland or Sweden?
In Switzerland. In Switzerland... In a place, we have to understand, Switzerland is a very interesting place. We have seen it over a year ago when there was that inauguration of that tunnel in St. Gothard with all the heads of state and that strange satanic dance and this image that appeared on the screen that seemed really out. And
what is that, for a bridge they opened? They had this big ceremony for...
Tunnel, yes. You have to understand, though, they go through some very particular areas that are said to be lived by the devil and things. I mean, there's all kinds of mythology around these areas, these valleys. We're talking about places that for hundreds, thousands of years have done magic. We were talking earlier about what? New Age being born in Switzerland, Mount Verita. Not far away from there, there was this ritual that we saw because it was blatantly, it was more than an inauguration, a ritual, and everybody saw it. That happened for the inauguration of this tunnel. And then at one point in front of the CERN laboratories, it comes out this ritual done, of course, by occultists, because, I mean, as an occultist, you recognize another occultist. I mean, for many years I studied the occult, I recognize when people are messing around or they're doing a real thing. Now, if they were actually enacting the killing of somebody or they were actually doing it, that's another thing. But definitely there was a ritual made in CERN, as you know. It happened to appear in every YouTube station. It became very popular suddenly. Somebody managed to film it.
Oh, these are these guys in hoods that walked out by CERN by the Shakti statue?
By the Kali statue, because that's a Kali statue.
Okay, got it.
Kali, it represents also the end of this era, which is the Kali Yuga. It was René Guénon, a famous initiate Freemason, then went through various phases and ended up living in Cairo. He wrote some incredible books about the decline of our modern society, which are very influential even today, because Steve Bannon, for example, is a great reader of René Guénon and Julius Evola, for example. There is definitely people who view the reality for what it is, others who live the illusion. But we are in front now of a great transformation of society, and unfortunately, there is for the elite too many people living on this planet, because this planet is multiplying in a way that is not sustainable for the planet. They even say that, even Bill Gates says it, or even the average billionaire says it, or anybody like Ted Turner said it. Why they're saying that they want to reduce the population? Because they know that it's impossible, mathematically impossible, that this planet can survive with multiplying by billions every 20 years.
Well, that's with our current technology that, and again, I think there's a lot of technology that's hidden. I think that actually...
Okay, if we have to be realistic here, free technology needs to be used, first of all, to emigrate to other planets that can feed or not need to establish more and more colonies, because here, this planet here...
Well, yeah, I've also... It's definitely... We're definitely multiplying, but I've also heard in Hong Kong, they have an average square footage of 700 square feet that people live in. If everybody in the world was in the same sort of density as Hong Kong, everybody would fit the entire world into something the size of Texas right now. So we have a lot... I don't know about... And if... People don't believe what Leo...
If I tell you my own experience, I live in Italy. Italy is a great country known all over the world.
I love
it. It has 60 million people living in a small state that goes all the way down to Africa, starting from Austria and France. And then we arrive now with the big problem of these immigrants who are flooding the coast, flooding Italy. And it's a visible problem. People are rioting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The news earlier tonight that in Rome there's been riots in parts of Rome because of this. Now, when you start having riots because of immigrants, the situation is getting out of control, because, you see, we went to Africa, and of course the New World Order has used Africa as the reservoir for oil, for diamonds, for everything that they could take. And definitely they are in debt to Africa. But that doesn't mean that we are able to support the whole of Africa coming to Europe, because that would mean the destruction of everything that we have stand for hundreds, thousands of years. This whole civilization of Europe, out the window. So the Illuminati, the secret societies that have created this new world order, why they are pushing for this kind of change, and why they're destroying civilizations like Europe, full of different identities, nations, and tradition, because it doesn't serve their purpose. They want to destroy humanity as we know it. They want to destroy those identities. The Italian identity, it will end up being just part of Disney World. Because the moment in which we destroy the Italian identity, we destroy the French identity, we destroy the Spanish identity, we destroy basically parts of this civilization. And what we are embracing is a world, of course, with different values, not the values that each nation can have on their own. Because, of course, each nation has to think, like Trump has made a great speech in front of the United Nations saying, you have to think for your nation first. And of course, he thinks for America first. But every single nation should think for themselves first, in order to preserve their own traditions. In Italy, we have thousands of years of traditions, food, everything. I mean, clothes, everything. Italy is rich with traditions. But of course, these traditions are being built to then, put on sale worldwide, and the Italians risk to then not even own those companies that bear the Made in Italy name, because it's part of this globalist society.
Right.
George Soros is one of the main people responsible for this crime. And people like the Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, who of course are on the payroll of George Soros, and all those other people, they should be ashamed of themselves. I think that Trump is doing a great job in protecting Americana and in protecting what America stands for. But America is infiltrated by communists left, right, and center. If J. Edgar Hoover could come back now from his grave, he will arrest half of the people who are in that parliament.